Hello.
Hi there, may I speak with Adriana?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi there. So my name's Ethan. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, Adriana, we are speaking on a recorded line here. Were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, now Depo Provera, the contraceptive, how long were you taking it for?
I'm taking it for about 6 years.
Okay, now after you were taking Depo Provera, it could even be many years after you stopped. Were you ever diagnosed with any tumors, anything like that?
Yes.
I see. Really sorry to hear you had to go through that. Do you remember the names of what kind this was?
Was called meningioma.
Okay, I see. Again, I'm so sorry to hear you had to go through this, but I do hope you're doing better now.
I have my days.
Yeah, most definitely. I understand. I know it can be a lot to deal with. If that is the case, though, it does sound like we may actually be able to help you out here. Do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim?
No.
Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for anyone in regards to this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you would, of course, be trying to file a claim for yourself, right?
Right.
Mrs. Adriana, are you currently a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And you said you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Where in your body was that located?
A brain tumor.
Brain tumor. Gotcha. Do you remember the date of your diagnosis? Doesn't have to be exact, but just your best ballpark estimate.
May 16th, 2020.
May 16th, 2020. Okay. And Adriana, what is your birthday?
My birthday is 9/29/1991.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. That's 9/29/1991, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Now, in addition, Mrs. Adriana, did you happen to know anyone else, like any friends, family members, anything like that, who were also injured by Depo Provera that might need some help? If you don't, that's okay.
I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, no worries. Well, if anything, you'll also have all my contact information. So if it ever does come up, sorry, getting my words mixed up. If it ever does come up for you in the future, you can always share my number with anyone you know who might also need some help, okay?
Yeah.
Now, for your Depo Provera, Mrs. Adriana, were you taking pills or did you actually get an injectable shot for that?
Sorry, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, no worries. For your Depo Provera, were you taking pills or did you get an injectable, like a shot?
A shot injectable.
Okay. And was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, did you ever switch to any different version or was it always just Depo Provera?
It was always Depo Provera by Caesar.
Okay, gotcha. And in addition, did you have at least four injections within a 1 year period?
Yeah, I got my injections once every 3 months.
Okay, gotcha. So the standard dosage or not diagnosis, the standard application then. And you said you used it for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Additionally, were you using the Depo Provera? Now, I know it's kind of a silly question, seeing as you were born in 1991, but you were using it after 1992, right? Do
so,
you remember?
Hold on one
Yeah.
second. I'm sorry, I'm not crazy now.
No worries. Take your time.
Go ahead. Go sit down. I'm on the phone, okay? Sit down for 1 second. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, so do you remember, again, doesn't have to be exact, but just your best estimate when you started taking Depo Provera?
I started taking it when I was about 29 years old.
Okay, when you were 29.
Wait, no, wait, I'm sorry, wait. Go. I'm sorry, that's when I was diagnosed when I was 29.
Yeah, do you remember maybe how old you were when you started taking it, for example?
I started in 2013.
2013, 13. Okay. And you said you
Yeah,
took
I'm
it
sorry this is
for.
so long ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I totally understand. I know a lot of this might be difficult to recall, but I'm here to help you with this, of course. And you said you took it for 6 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put your usage date as between 2013 to 2019. That sound accurate to you?
Yes.
Okay. And additionally, can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender?
Yeah.
Female.
Okay, and your marital status as well?
Single.
Okay, and Mrs. Adriana, I have your first name here as, of course, Adriana. That's spelled Adriana. And last name is Harvey. Harvey.
Yes.
Additionally, do you have a middle name or initial as well?
L.
L as in, let me think of a word with L, like I don't know.
L as in lower.
L as in lower. Okay, yeah. So initial L as in lower.
No.
Additionally, are you a junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
You said no?
No.
Okay. And your social?
138-92-6337.
For the last word, you said 6337.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to confirm that one more time. 138-92-6337.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for confirming. And I have your email here as harveyadriana@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number 267-784-3784.
Yeah.
Okay, and I would assume I'm calling you on a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what's your primary address, Mrs. Adriana?
944 Morton Street, Camden, New Jersey, 08104.
Okay, you said 944 Morton Street. That's Camden, New Jersey, 08104.
Yes.
Okay, additionally, is there any apartment or unit number that would apply here?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double checking. Now, for your depo provera, when you were actually getting the shots, was that being done for you by one specific doctor? Was it just medical staff, like a very random nurse, or was it yourself?
No, I got it done by a doctor.
Okay, and do you remember the name of your doctor?
Yes, her name was Dr. Natasha Hellard.
Okay, Natasha, could you spell that last name for me, please?
Hallyard.
You said Hallyard. Okay, gotcha. And first name Natasha, I would assume that's Natasha.
Yeah.
Okay, Halyard. And what was the name of the facility or the location where you would get your injections?
The location is 1000 Atlantic Ave, Camden, New Jersey, 08104.
You said 1000 Atlantic Ave?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Camden, New Jersey, 08104, correct?
Yes.
Okay, was that Virtua Primary Care?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
The name of that place, was that Virtua Primary Care?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for confirming. I'll go ahead and just type all that out. Do apologize, I'm not the fastest typer in the world. Okay, and that's okay, yeah. 1000 Atlantic Avenue. Camden, New Jersey, 08104. And okay, additionally, was it Dr. Halyard that prescribed you your Depo Provera as well?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And I would assume you were prescribed at this facility too then?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Makes it really easy for us. I can just copy and paste her information and her facility one more time. In addition, for your Depo Provera, did you have to go to a separate pharmacy or was it all provided for you there?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
For your Depo Provera, the shots,
Mm-hmm.
was it, did you have to go to a separate pharmacy to go pick it up or was it all provided for you here?
It was provided for me.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Makes it so easy again because I can just copy and paste Virtua Primary Care one more time. And that's 1000 Atlantic Avenue, 856-246-3542. Okay. Now, moving on, this next question, this is in regards to your meningioma diagnosis. Do you remember, did you get a CT scan or was it an MRI, maybe both?
They gave me an MRI, a biopsy, and a blood test.
MRI, biopsy, blood test. Okay, I'll be sure to note that. MRI, biopsy, and blood test for meningioma diagnosis. Okay, and do you remember the name of the doctor that actually diagnosed you?
It was Doctor. It was Doctor Allen Church. Yeah, Doctor Allen Church.
Allen, is that Allen?
The A-L-A-N.
Okay, and then last name Church, right?
Turtz.
Okay, Turtz, gotcha.
Yes, he was a.
Allen Church. Okay, and he is a neurosurgeon, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember the name or the address as well of the facility where you were diagnosed to?
One Cooper Plaza. It was a Cooper Hospital. Cooper University Hospital. It was One Cooper Plaza, Camden, New Jersey.
Okay.
08103.
Okay, gotcha. So just confirming, you said that's 1 Cooper Plaza, Camden, New Jersey, 08103.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double checking. And Dr. Church, he is a neurosurgeon. In addition, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any previous cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Okay. And what kind of treatment were you receiving for your meningioma?
So I would have I would get brain scans every 3 months. The doctor would keep an eye on my tumor the whole year, the whole year.
Okay, so it was over the course of approximately a year, right?
Right, so they would, yes, they would monitor it over the year, and then I would have to get, brain scans every 3 months.
Gotcha. In addition, did you ever have to have any kind of radiation therapy, or did you have any operations maybe as well?
So I did have the brain surgery.
Okay, and that was for the removal of the tumor, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll make sure I note that as well. Was it also Dr. Turtz who did your treatments for you too?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, was it Dr. Turtz who did your treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And I would assume that he treated you also at Cooper University Hospital.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Just going to copy and paste all of his information and that hospital information one more time then, and we are actually almost done here. This is one of our faster intakes. Okay. Just copying and pasting that. And alrighty. So did you ever have any family history of meningioma as well?
No.
Were you ever hospitalized for meningioma?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember how long you were hospitalized for?
I'm just trying to think back.
Yeah, no worries. If it helps, do you know if it was maybe just a few days, could have been a week?
Gonna say I was 2. I don't say 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, 2 to 3 weeks. Do you remember the month and the year as well? I know you did say you were diagnosed in January, March, May of 2020, right?
Yes.
Would it have been somewhere around there, like a few months after, or maybe in May?
No. I'm sorry, I said 2 to 3 weeks. It was 2 to 3 days. I'm sorry.
Days. Okay, no worries.
Then I had to do outpatient.
Gotcha. And for your hospitalization, was that also in May of 2020?
It was December because I got it. It was December. I got my
Gotcha.
surgery in December.
Okay, gotcha. December of 2020. Okay,
Yeah.
we'll go ahead and write that down then. Additionally, do you have any medical records that would show your meningioma diagnosis or your treatment, anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, now, perfect. Now, if necessary, would you be able to provide these either by mail, electronically, or both?
I mean, as of like today, right now, I can't know because I'm out of town due to something going on like with my family.
Oh yeah, no. Today is I
But
wouldn't need any of that today. I'm just meaning like if our attorney partners were to request it later down the line, you would be able to provide it.
yes.
Okay, yeah, no worries. In addition, do you have access to a MyChart login?
I believe so. I think I might. I have to double check.
Okay, no worries. Now we are almost done here actually. Lastly, I just need to request an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case something happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, typically we don't ever have to call them. Do you have someone you want to use as emergency contact?
No, it's okay.
Okay, we do highly encourage it, but if you really don't have anyone, I don't have to. Are you sure?
I can give you my sister's phone number.
Your sister? Okay. Does she live with you or separately?
Separately.
Okay. And what's her name?
Her name is Danisha.
You said Danisha?
Yes.
Okay. Same last name as you?
No. Joiner.
Said Joyner?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that Joyner?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know her phone number as well?
Yes, it is. Hold on one second. 410-901-7403.
Okay. 7403. Gotcha. Do you happen to know her email address and her primary address? If not, that's okay.
I don't know her email, and she's obviously currently moving right now, so I don't even know her new address.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. As long as I have a phone number, that's perfectly okay. Additionally, lastly, are you able to provide an eligible large digital signature?
Yeah, I mean, how would I, would you send it to my email to,
I
how would
can
that
send it
work?
to your email. I can also send it to your text message as well, just so you can pull it up on your phone and have it right there.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, so we are finished with the intake process. That's all the questions I need to ask you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start crafting some documents for you to sign and return digitally. These documents
Okay.
are just going to state first and foremost that our attorney partners will be representing you for the lawsuit, and it's also just the medical release, like I mentioned before, so it gives them permission to access your medical records as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, before we do wrap up, I do want you to know what to expect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and start crafting these documents. Before I send them to you, I will make a draft for myself. This is just so I can check to make sure I didn't make any mistakes, like any typos or punch in a number wrong. I just want to double check my own work so I don't have to bother you more again later down the line and have to sign documents twice, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and click submit on my end. My system is going to start automatically crafting these documents, and then I'll also double check some items of your personal information with you, okay? So give me just a second here. Usually it takes about 1 to 2 minutes for these documents to start building themselves, and then I'm going to pull you up. Okay, perfect. So I have you here, Adriana L. Harvey. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take. Alrighty. So just confirming your address, 944 Morton Street, Camden, New Jersey, 08104.
Not sitting around here like this. Yeah.
Okay. Phone number 267-784-3784.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and your email address, that's Harvey Adriana, spelled exactly as your last and first name, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end here, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It's going to contain, it should say it's from Ethan, which is my name, and it'll contain that DocuSign link. So that should be coming to you in about probably 20, 30 seconds.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, perfect. So you're gonna go ahead and click on that link. You're gonna see, you're just gonna follow the instructions. It's gonna take you to see the documents, and you'll see, I think, two or three boxes where it'll ask you for a full signature, and then also one box at the end where it'll ask you just for clear and labeled initials. And yeah, it's pretty easy, but if you do need any help, I'll be here with you on the line, of course, so just let me know, okay? Additionally, just let me know when you're finished so that way I can check to make sure it all looks good.
I agree. I think I signed all of them. Let's double check it.
Once you're finished filling out all the boxes, there should be a button that says either continue or finish, something
Yeah.
along those lines.
It did. I clicked it.
Okay,
The
perfect.
agreement has signed successfully.
Okay, perfect. I'm just waiting for it to come back on my end then. Usually it takes probably 30 to 60
Do I have to press
seconds.
the get started button?
No, that's just asking you if you want to create an account for DocuSign. That's completely optional if you don't want to. Okay. And alrighty. Okay, that all looks good to me. So thank you for your time today, Adriana. That's all I needed from you today. There's just some things I need to let you know before I get off the line with you. So before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next, okay?
Yes.
So while our attorney partners, while they're working on your claim, they will be reaching out maybe once or twice, could be multiple times, just to ask you some verifying questions so they can finalize your claim. And I may also call you sometime within the next couple hours as well, so I can transfer them to you directly, okay? In addition, when they do reach out to you, they may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. It won't be as long as this, though. That's normal. They just need to verify accuracy of some information. It's just part of the quality assurance and confirmation process. They just want to make sure all your information is accurate. In addition, they may also at some point send you additional forms to sign, like potentially a medical release, just so they can collect any additional records they may need. So if they do send you any paperwork, do be sure to get that done in a timely manner as well. Since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, so I just want to make sure you know what's going on and you're prepared for the road forward, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Now, additionally, if you don't hear from them or from me within the next 24 to 48 hours, I also recommend you call them yourself directly, just so you can follow up with them and make sure everything's okay. I'll also be in touch with you as well during this process, okay?
Yes.
I'll also send you their phone number as well for Ben Martin Law, just so you have their contact information. And if you need to reach out, that way you'll be able to find them, okay?
Yes, thank you.
In addition, before I let you go, Adriana, did you have any other questions, any concerns, or anything else that I can help you with at this time?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make sure I send you a text message with their phone number if you give me just a second here to find it, actually. So Ben Martin Law, that's going to be, I'll also repeat it for you as well. So that's 214-231-9824. That's their direct line. Okay. And I'm also going to send you a text message to your 21267 number, not 217, 267. So give me just a second here. I just want to make sure this goes through. Hi, Adriana. This is Ethan handling your Depo Provera lawsuit intake. This is my personal office number, comma. So feel free to reach me anytime if you have questions or concerns, period. And I'll also send you their phone number as well. This is the phone number for Ben Martin Law Group handling your case. And again, that'll be 214-231-9824. So yeah, just to reiterate, if they will be reaching out to you soon. Again, usually it comes within the next 24 to 48 hours, and I may also have to follow up with you maybe later today or in a few days as well. So just make sure you're able to stay in contact, and we should be all good to go, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I needed from you for now, Adriana. So have a good rest of your day. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.